Our guest at the cafe this morning is the Executive Director of Alumni Engagement at A&M Commerce. And you probably know him better as the former head basketball coach.
Emphasis on the former.
Yeah, well, I know you're eager to put that on there. Sam Walker, good morning.
It's good to be here. I smile a lot more on the former than on the in-season basketball coach, especially this time of year. This is the time that I was really getting ready to start a 5-year commitment to the field house.
Yeah, your hours, I don't know, but knowing how coaches put in the hours, my guess is I'm sure you put a lot of hours in now, but not like what you were doing before.
Yeah, the enjoyable hours are a lot more, and the time I get to spend with my family is a lot better, so good times.
Well, we've been wanting to have Sam come in from time to time, and we'll talk, you know, as the opportunity allows for, to talk about alumni engagement, but also just talk about college sports, because Sam spent a long time in college athletics, and you're now 1 year past having left the coaching position,
right?
And you're happy with not being on the sideline.
Oh yeah, well, and it makes it so enjoyable that Jared Von Rosenberg and Jason Burton, both our head men's and women's coaches, were both assistants that worked in our program. Mm-hmm. So we work so close together. So it's like you got your little brothers that are there, and so I live vicariously through them. And there's not a bigger fan to want all of the court sports to do well than Sam Walker.
Yeah, he kind of kept it in the family there.
Yeah,
almost.
Definitely.
And there, I see their A&M Commerce man, anyway, picked to win the conference.
No question. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Right.
Every time we were picked to win the league, we always struggled that year.
Yeah,
every year we were picked 7th or 8th, we were right in the hunt to win it.
Yeah, so puts those expectations up there awfully high. So anyway, it's great to talk to Sam from time to time, and off the basketball court. We're going to talk, as I say, we're talk about college athletics. We'll first of all talk about some things related to A&M Commerce and the Lone Star Conference. The NCAA D2 Division II football championship in Frisco, just down the road. That's
no question. That's such a great opportunity for just to get college athletics in our region of the state, where it's, you know, so big with high school athletics. But it's good for Division II that hopefully we can be a home for the championship game.
I said Frisco. It's McKinney, actually, in McKinney, in that new high school stadium.
Have you been in that new high school stadium?
I've driven by it.
I've driven by it. I graduated from McKinney High School. So,
did you?
Yes.
Well, it's a step up from Ron Poe Stadium.
It is a step up. Of Ron Poe, graduate from East Texas State University. Ron and Don Poe were both graduates.
He was my junior varsity football coach in Greenville, as a matter of fact.
And his wife was my 4th grade teacher.
Really?
We got a lot of connections here to the Poe family.
Absolutely. But and that's not a bad stadium, really, in all honesty, for high school football. But no, it's not up to that standard. We're talking with Sam Walker, and Sam's executive director of alumni engagement now. My understanding is that's a 1-year deal, but if it goes well,
And I think it will. I think when the committee gets together and they find out. I know we have been in Allen and now in Frisco with our basketball conference tournament, and it's just such a great experience. All the shopping and the hotels, and we are close to a major airport. We're a good venue for hosting a big event like that. So I know I'd been in Kansas City when we won the national championship last year, and that was a great venue. But I think this is going to be something that hopefully if the weather goes well, be something that they would like to keep down south.
And could be a really good long-term thing, both for A&M Commerce and the Lone Star Conference, if you can
no
play
question.
That game close to home when you get a chance to play in it. And then real quickly, I see the Lone Star Conference is expanding. A lot of the Heartland Conference schools are going to be coming in next year and going to have this 19-school conference.
Which I think is great for us. I've always said the hardest part for our student-athletes and for me as a coach, but really for our student-athletes, was the travel. And when we'd go and play Eastern New Mexico 1 week and then come home, play some games, and go back out and play West Texas, or make trips to Angelo and to Kingsville, now Western New Mexico and Permian Basin. So our conference has moved so far west to bring some of these schools that are in Oklahoma, and, you know, bring in Dallas Baptist, and you bring in Oklahoma Baptist, and there are numerous schools that are in a 3 or 4 hour radius of our school. What they will probably do is split into two divisions, in East and West, and we'll have the majority of our games from volleyball, basketball, softball, and stuff, and a closer proximity to our university, which I think is just huge for the student athlete.
And that's the big motivation for that, you think?
Yeah, power conferences are, you know, everything gets done with NCAA by how you vote. And when you can vote as a conference, then you have 19 votes to pass legislation than when you have 8, 9, or 10 teams in legislation. So you can have a lot more power when you're in a conference.
I hadn't thought of that. That's interesting, too. Well, Sam, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. We're going to get together from time to time.
That'd be great. I would love it. There's nothing I like better than just sit around and talk about worthless stats and information, sports, the university. I know we have really enjoyed having a great year this past year in alumni. We had 42 events this past year to bring alums back, and we've been able to partner with athletics and all the various colleges on campus, the fraternities and sororities, and it's really a great time, and we're about to have finish up a great athletic year here at A&M Commerce.
Yeah, and so an athletic, you work hand in glove then with athletics.
Oh, they're so easy to work with, because everything they do is so successful. You look at what our volleyball team's doing right now, and where our men's and women's basketball teams projected, what our softball program is doing, our golf program is on top, our track program is on a national level. You know, it's just, and then to you even start mentioning football and the notoriety that they're bringing to us, they're very easy to partner with.
As Tim McMurray says, best in class.
Well, they do a good job of it.
Well, they do. Sam, we'll talk again next time. Sam Walker, Executive Director of Alumni Engagement at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.